This is the time of the year when we, each one of us, makes a decision and a commitment to First Parish about how and how much we will contribute to support this community of hope, love, faith, and social justice. But before we determine the how we will respond, I believe we must first consider and understand the why we must respond generously. This is my reasoning why Unitarian Universalism and First Parish have my commitment and my heart. I stand in front of you this morning, and I admit that it has been an incredibly challenging week with lots of breath holding. I'm not sure about you, but I have been watching the news like a hawk, watching the politicians maneuver, watching the interfaith clergy, led by the Reverend William Barber, descend on Paul Ryan's office in Washington, chanting outside of his door because they would not let him in, they would not let them in. In the hallway, they demanded access for all, fighting against greed and in support of affordable health care. During the 24 hours between Thursday and Friday evening, there was a lot of soul searching going on, a lot of prayer, with the hopes that millions of Americans would keep their not-so-perfect health care. Even though I'm covered by private health care, because you, congregation, have chosen to take care of the health and well-being of your minister, me, and I appreciate that wholeheartedly, and yet I am worried about those who are not covered. Those young families who hope that they will stay healthy. They gamble. Those who have to choose between prescription drugs or food. Those who struggle to pay out of pocket. And then in an instant, with one catastrophic illness, the world comes crashing down. I have friends who live very differently than I do. Some that I've never even met face to face, have only known online. This week I lost one of those friends. He was known as Warrior Kai. Angus Jasper McAlpin, born on June 27th, 2014. On the 18th of this month, he died from cancer at the age of 2.5 years old. When I think about access to health care, it is no surprise that I think about Kai. He is who I held in my mind as I prayed for the politicians to do the right thing, make the right choice, and leave affordable health care in place. I began my journey from a distance with Gary Alpin, McAlpin, Warrior Kai's father, about a year ago. They are Unitarian Universalists from Tahlequah, I think that's how you say it, Oklahoma. And somehow Gary connected with me on Facebook. I didn't know him, but I accepted his request. I watched the posts as his family and friends took videos of Kai, a beautiful child, with an incredibly soulful smile, completely innocent to the world. It was clear that he gave everything. He loved, what he loved most was a Viking helmet. And he wore it like a young warrior. His parents tried to give him the best possible life, spending an inordinate amount of time, and I can imagine money, in the hospital. Kai was brave as he underwent spinal taps and bone biopsies and never-ending chemotherapy. A tube led from Kai's nose, and his little body held a port permanently affixed to his chest. I witnessed through these posts the most gruesome medical treatment I have ever seen, and a little life trying to survive. I and thousands of others prayed for Kai, and I sent encouraging messages to Gary as the medical staff and family and friends battled mightily to save their little boy. Warrior Kai's memorial service was packed. People turned out in droves, which made me feel heartened in humanity. The procession to Warrior Kai's Viking farewell, including boats, fire, and all, was massive. cars, trucks, motorcycles, police, firemen, bagpipers, all to deliver him to Valhalla in Viking style. The love and care that the MacGalpins received from their communities online and face-to-face was clearly astounding. Across difference, across denominations, across beliefs, I was humbled as I read the many prayer and condolences posts. They were not alone in their fight with cancer, and they were not alone in their grief. On Friday, as I waited to hear about the fate of the Affordable Care Act, I thought of Kai and the many children and adults like him who so desperately need and deserve the medical treatment and the chance to survive and thrive. To tell you the truth, I expected the worst on Friday as I waited for the news about the vote. I feared that greed would win out, almost certain it would after the turnaround of Standing Rock and the XL pipeline. But instead, it was in that moment that I realized that I needed to have faith in humankind, have faith that our people would show up, like as always we do, and make a difference, to do the right thing again and again. As the news broke on Friday afternoon evening that the Affordable Care Act would stand as is because there weren't enough votes to topple and dismantle it, I breathed a sigh of relief. Not because I'm a Democrat, not because I'm a Republican, but because I'm a human being who cares about our collective endeavor of life. On Friday night, my faith in humanity was restored and renewed. I should have never doubted us. We have gathered, we have marched, wrote letters, made phone calls, calling out for justice for all. It has been proven throughout history that if we stand together, if we fight for justice together, and if we ultimately stand on the side of love and truly care for one another, together we will rise. The why we support one another, this community, and the work is simple. We are in this experience living together, short and sweet. If we are paying attention, how can we not care? We cannot succeed alone. We need one another. You see, this living's not just about being an individual, stockpiling and bunkers and banks, all that we need for ourselves and more. I think our species took a wrong turn when the theme for the Western world became he who dies with the most toys wins. Do you remember that? This living is not about greed, not about golden toilets, the art of the deal, mine, mine, mine. This living is about generosity of heart and cooperative relationships. As Unitarian Universalists, we are connected with one another, and that is why we care about the millions who might not have health care, access to clean drinking water, the children of other parents who die from cancer, or those who struggle oppressed by racism, sexism, gender, sexual orientation, or class. Somewhere deep down inside, guided by that still small voice, we are called to do what is right, and we know just what that is. Dearest friends, on this Canvas Sunday, we need to thank you, and we need you. You have shown up and given from your hearts over and over again in a multitude of ways. You clearly care about one another. You care about humankind and endeavor to support the good work of this community of Unitarian Universalists. The ritual of appreciation this morning, albeit long, could have gone on and on much longer. It is clear that we have worked so hard, and you have golden stars to prove it. It is you who make First Parish great each and every day. First Parish would not be the community that it is without each of you bringing your hearts, your minds, your hands, treasure, your wallets to this community that is yours. This community is built on a foundation of interdependence. In an interdependent relationship, participants may be emotionally, economically, ecologically, or morally reliant and responsible to each other. When we live interdependently, humanity not only survives, we thrive together. That is what made the early Christian community so powerful and threatening to the Roman Empire. The power of the empire, the Senate, knew that if the Christians came together, that love, compassion, and faith would rule the day. The commitment to one another made the people powerful beyond measure. Clearly, those who are still in power fear the power of love, and our willingness to stand together to ensure that what is right will win out. If only our entire country shared the same values. Some souls have been lost along the way, seduced by money and power. But this week I realized that we are still strong when we all, across beliefs and religions, join together in support of what is right. We are the stand on the side of love people. We are the caring, the sharing, and showing up, because that is what we do. For our movement of love to be successful, we must cultivate a culture of interdependence with a sense of mutuality. This will take a culture of reciprocity. As individuals, we give and share with the collective, and the collective gives and shares with her people. So this morning, as I stand before you with a renewed sense of faith in humankind, I ask you to believe with me in how important we each are to the overall survival. First Parish's leadership and your minister have plans for our future. They are not extravagant. They are practical as we endeavor to continue to grow, to stand up for justice and love, to paint, repair, and refurbish the meeting house for the generations to come. We ask you for your generous support. We have plans in the coming year to bring more programming throughout the lifespan, and we need your support to expand our commitment to religious exploration and to maintaining the history that we share. As you hold your pledge cards in your hands, look into your hearts. Think about what you had planned to pledge. Ask yourself, how do you want to show up for this community? At the Canvas dinner a week ago Saturday, Craig Parkhill asked everyone who attended to increase their pledge by 9%. Craig believes that that will help us to get where we need to be. For ease of mathematics, knowing how I count the tip before I pay my bill, I always look at 10%. Our average annual pledge is $2,500 a year. What's 10% of $2,500? $250, right? If your pledge is $2,500 and increases it by 10%, that's an additional $250 a year, which is about $5 a week, or the cost of one pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks, which is what I talked about at the beginning of March, just about a month ago. Depending on how generous and able you are to pledge, that might increase to $10, $15, or $20 a week. If you think about going out to dinner one night in a month, you're going to spend a lot more than $100. This is the day. I'll come over to my house. I'll make you dinner. This is the day right here, right now, when we need you to believe and to help us to spread our message of love far and wide, to reach out and support those who are sick, helpless, and in need, even those whom we have never met. We need you to help grow this community by inviting your friends or acquaintances or someone from Home Depot and welcoming all who enter here with that sense of hope, holding that tender, vulnerable emotion in their hearts. We enter hoping that there is a place that truly does care for the least among us, not for profit, but because we know that we need one another. We love one another. We are better together. We stand for something larger than ourselves, and we accept one another into this, our First Parish Unitarian Universalist family. As we stand and think about our pledges, I want to just share a couple of thoughts. The amazing and infamous actress Katharine Hepburn, who I just loved, once shared, "Love has nothing to do with what you're expecting to get, only with what you're expecting to give, which is everything." Here in this space between us and the world lies human meaning. Into the vast uncertainty we call the echoes made our music, sharp equations which can hold the stars, and marvelous mythologies we trust. This may be all we need to lift our love against indifference and pain. Here in this space between us and each other lies all future of the fragments of the universe which is our own. In the spirit of generosity, in the spirit of reciprocity, in the spirit of love, let us share our bounty with one another.